What's up, everybody? This is Culture Chords. What's up, everybody? This is Culture Chords, and I'm Merlin. On tonight's episode, we have an upcoming audio engineer and hip-hop artist. So why don't you tell us, who is Ceddie Said?
So Ceddie Said is a bunch of things. I'm a music producer, drummer, guitar player, bass player, ukulele, singer, rapper. So I do a little bit of everything, skateboard, you know. I just love getting everything, you know. Got ADD, so I can't really
Hey, you know what? I feel that. I get like stuck in one spot and I'm like, okay, what do I do next? Let's go. Let's go. But I mean, so what I'm hearing is you're basically someone who likes to try something new. You like to learn as you go. Like, you don't really stop yourself. You're not really limiting yourself, right?
No. Why limit yourself, really?
Yeah.
You know?
So, definitely.
Yeah, I just try to get into everything and, you know, get the right knowledge. The knowledge is all out there. So, you know, just getting the right stuff is the key.
Exactly. You gotta know, like, okay, is this going to be a scam or is this actually going to be the real stuff? Yeah. No, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's just start in the beginning. Like, you were in a band, you're saying you learned like instruments. So like, what made you really get into music? Like, was it music your family was playing around you? Maybe your friends?
Yeah, kind of. So it started off at like a church party. There was this drum set that I was at. And this guy was playing on the drums, taught me how to play a beat. So I was like, cool. And then next thing I knew, I joined the church band. I was playing congas.
Oh, shit.
And then, yeah, from congas went to drums, then bass, then guitar. They ended up leading the whole thing with people that were twice my age. I chose all the music and everything for Sundays.
Yeah.
And then in high school, this is where the band part comes in. Shout out to homie Matt, he's over here. But yeah, I was in a metal band.
Huh?
Yeah, I was in a metal band. So called Pulls the Trigger, and then we changed it to Maribel later. But yeah, I played drums in that band, double bass, the whole nine. Like,
damn. Yeah, so
probably wouldn't even know, like, from the stuff I make today, I'm thinking like, oh yeah. So I love all types of music.
That's awesome. That's really cool, actually. Because like, one, you have like the church choir stuff behind you, which I hear is like kind of a common ground with artists, especially upcoming, because it's just like, especially for me, like growing up in a church, you always like see like aunties, friends and whatever, like really involved with music there. And so it's kind of like a great first stepping stone because you're like familiar in a way. But the fact that you like went from church music to metal, I'm just like, wait a second. That is cool, though. That is very cool. Like, a little, but it's not crazy or anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's it called? You learned congas, drums, but you also learned strings. So when you were in the band, like you're basically like practicing on this whole craft too, but was it from those instruments that kind of gave you the idea of like, oh, you know what, maybe I can start producing beats or learning different instruments or learning how sound blends together? Like, what were your thoughts when you were in the band?
Well, my thoughts, like when I went from drums to bass, was like, okay, so the drum and bass go like hand in hand. So that's why I wanted to learn the bass, because a lot of times, like what I play on the kick drum is corresponding to what the bass player is playing. So then having that in mind, when I went on to the bass, I was thinking about the drums. I'm like, all right, cool. And then once I learned the bass, then the bass is also going off the drums and the guitar and going in between. So it's just like everything kind of just interconnected. Like, and so just having a deeper understanding of how to make music, how everything's formed together.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I was just like, yeah, why don't I just record all of this myself too?
Yeah.
You know, especially like during the pandemic, I honed in a little bit more, actually working at a studio called Hear No Evil, in Orange County. Wow. So I really got my engineer skills up, you know, learning how, you know, the different tricks, how to actually use the tools on the computer. So that helped a lot.
So, I mean, during that time, and we're talking about like pandemic, so that's a few years now, but like at that time, like, Did you have any knowledge in producing? Like, is this something you went to school for? Is this something a friend did, or was this more on you curiosity and already having like the experience of like blending sounds together?
So I always kind of messed with baking beats and Fruity Loops. So like I always kind of did that, but I never recorded anything live. Like I tried to record myself on like a little it was like a USB mic, one of the cheap little Yeti microphones, and just experimenting from there. So it was a lot of trial and error, a lot of error.
At least you own it.
Yeah, a lot of error, not gonna lie. But over the years, I actually, YouTube University, shout out to them. They helped out a lot because there was areas where I knew I was lacking, so I would look for those subjects online and then learn more about that. And then so I was like, they kind of just building upon there. And then I had little gaps, and like I said, when going working at the studio, was able to fill in those little gaps, the things that they don't teach online, right? Because there's a lot of gatekeeping out there too. I'm not gonna lie. They say, "Oh, you can do this for every
No,
different situation."
don't lie to me. Don't get my hopes up over here. Just kidding.
Just learning how to use the tools is pretty much, and it's honestly like producing, it's a wormhole. Like literally, there's so much that goes into it that you don't even think about. And it was definitely a long journey for that. But to this day, now I'm able to produce my own music, able to just go out and share with other people as well and record other people too. So
That's awesome. And I think it also shows just because there's an episode where I did with a few actually upcoming producers. So we were all talking and I asked this question of like, do you think it's important to have like that degree that you do this music, or do you think it's important to just have like the experience and be self-taught? And I mean, everyone kind of like had their own opinions on it, which was refreshing to hear, just because some
yeah.
have gone to school for it, some are just winging it, like YouTube University and whatnot, you know?
Hey.
So it's like you're one of the examples that we have right now as like, even if you're not going to school for it, you want to, but you can't afford it. Like, you can still learn what you need to learn at your own hands, right? It's not impossible.
But getting the right information is important because there's a lot of people out there, putting some stuff up that looks good, but it's not the why. You got to find out the why for each little scenario. So once you do that, delve in, you can really get it done. Going to school is helpful. I'm not dissing them or nothing like that. But I think either way, it's more of the drive that's, from the inner person, because going to school is not going to be enough. And, not going to school, you have to have a certain drive, I think, to be able to find out and learn and to better yourself. So I think it just takes a certain type of person or personality to be able to succeed. And that goes with anything, whether it goes into sports and all of that too. Putting in the hours, putting in the work, and then gaining that knowledge and applying that knowledge. So whether you go to school or not, you still got to put in the work. So if you have that drive, and you don't have the money, there's resources out there. If you do have the money, I say go for it. You might get some connections, because you're actually in a community already. You kind of already tapped into that. So there's benefits either way you go,
That's what I was actually going to mention too, because it's like there's not a bad thing about like going to school. Like, let's just say like you went to school, but you don't have the experience yet. You haven't really put the information you got out there. But you still went to school and you probably like networked your butt off. So you probably made the right connections, whether it be like your professor, a classmate, like you never really know who you're connected to and like how that's gonna work out, right?
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and just having those connections can take you a long way. Even if you're, only maybe good at a certain thing, well, they see you're good at a certain thing, they're gonna use that. Now, you don't really have to be good at everything nowadays because people have teams,
Exactly. Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
I mean, one day you're gonna get a tee. That's why you're doing all this right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just showcasing the work, and then people that, you know, are gonna be on the same type of level, same mindset, mm-hmm. I think, you know, I would be in a better position for myself because I'll know exactly where I want.
Mm-hmm.
So those teammates, I'll be like, okay, well, I need you to cover this, and they'll see the vision and be able to run with it, and it adds to.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. And just going off of that, like, I remember she's like a musician, entertainer, and a comedian. She's like an all-in-one. But she's talking about, like, at first when she didn't even have her team, she was just kind of doing everything on her own until she got to the point where she can actually start building a team. And she was like, the only reason why I wanted to build a team was just because she had this mindset of, why would I do this certain job when someone else can do it way better than I can, you know? And I think it's just like having that mindset, like not being afraid to ask for help, just really helps all of us in a way, because it's not like shameful or anything to ask for help. Like sometimes people can think that I'm like, no, like let's grow together, you know?
That's that business mindset, you know, like in business, you're going to outsource certain things. That's going to be, you know, better for your time and better cost wise too. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's smart. There's no knock on that to have a team.
Yeah, no, you know? Absolutely. But I mean, we were just talking about whys for a brief second. And like we talked about like how you went from the church to the metal band, you know, to like the pandemic, but like getting started, actually releasing it. Not what was your why, but like what kind of lit that fire in you? You know, why didn't you just hold on to it? Why did you want other people to listen to it?
Well, that was a long journey. So I got to kind of start from the beginning a little bit. I'm the only child, first and foremost. So I don't like to share. Child club, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I have a hard time sharing. So I literally have three albums worth of music that I haven't released. So people were like, you know, friends and stuff like that were hearing my music, like, you didn't put this out. Nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm good. Like, it was for me. Like, I made it for me. And then they were just like, nah, man, like, you really should put this out. Like, you know, share it with other people, you know, inspire other people and do it, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really like, you know, the homies, like, they were just like, hey, you know, kind of pushing me to put stuff out, because when it came to my own stuff, like I was trying to keep it to myself, and then I worked on projects with other people and stuff like that along the way. I became like the hook man in college. I was in this group called Young and Vicious, and so we opened up for Soulja Boy, Ray Shimmer, Too Short.
Oh my God!
Double A. I opened up for the Ave Nicotimas, the old nigga. But a bunch of shows. We actually did that Mexican OT show that was in September 24th over at the Canyon. It's over in Montclair.
And you guys?
Yeah, we opened up for that Mexican OT. Yeah, this group, Young and Vicious. So, like, you know, going from, like, you know, just having me be on other people's projects, like, you know what? Let me put out my own body of work. So that's what I started doing. When I first started releasing my music, I actually went through each genre. Like, so I had a country song, I had a reggae song. Like,
okay.
And I finally, like, okay, I saw what people were kind of responding to. And then I just ended up on this R&B hip hop tip, you know, which I love, you know, and
no.
I really look back since.
I mean, like, just going off of that, like, you tested out different genres. You already mentioned how you were, like, you listened to everything. But, like, when you were testing out the genres, was that more of, like, an experiment for you and your projects? Or was that really just to see, like, where the audience would be more interested?
Well, it started out with me because I didn't know what I wanted to make for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, I was like, well, let the people decide. Cool. Put it out. I mean, how people responded, I was like, all right, cool. Let me go this direction. Mm-hmm. I kind of blended like three different styles, and, you know, so a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of funk, a little bit of R&B as well, too. So
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely remember seeing you perform, and I was just like, who is this man? Because, like, it just seems so natural for you. Like, not only like your presence there, because I just remember, like, it looked like you were just having fun with it the whole time you were performing. But, like, you actually performing, the words coming out of your mouth, you dancing with your own music, like, it didn't look like you had any stage performance anxiety or whatever it's called. Like, you were actually comfortable doing this.
No, I turned into another person on stage.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel it feels like home.
Yeah.
So definitely, when I perform, it's more of like an emotional, like this release, you know? So I'm just really connected with my music, connected with the people as well too. And, you know, energy is real. So, you know, just elevate together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, well, from production to actually like spitting out your own lyrics, like, was there like a, were you also holding that back from yourself too? Or were you always like thinking about just mixing beats and sounds and then later that you were just like, okay, like I could write my own lyrics too? Or.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm just in this like state of doing everything for myself. I've had some people like offer to write for me and stuff like that. But for the most part, like even how I make my beats, like I'll make my beat based upon how I feel that day. So whatever lyric that I come up with will usually be based upon either something I've personally experienced or I might have been talking to a homie. He had a conversation about something. And then I'll be inspired to go write about it. So I'm inspired by like real things, you know, real events. So a lot of this, like, it kind of more comes out naturally because I'm not like, okay, I need to write about this subject. No, it was just a subject I was just inspired by. So the pen just kind of flows in that regard. And most of the time, I'll write too much and then have to take stuff out. Like, so.
It's better to do that than write like nothing at all or just a few sentences, right?
Yeah, no, there's days out that'll happen too, but then I'll be like, it wasn't meant to be, so I don't force it, you
Exactly.
know?
Exactly. You kind of just have to take it for what it is. Like you can't really, you don't want to force it, like you said. But when
And then
it,
you feel it in the music, in the sports, you know? So.
exactly. Because it's, I feel like not only do you hear it in your voice, but like I feel like the songs that you really enjoy, maybe it was easy for you to create or maybe harder. Like you get that emotion from the like vocalist or whoever is doing it. But when you feel like it's forced, there's something missing. Like I don't even know what it is, and I don't want to say just because I don't, you know, I'm not a musician, but you can hear it in the music.
And then they're like, ooh, ah. It's like kind of cringe. It's like, ooh,
But I mean, when it comes to your music, because I know you said you have some releases coming up soon, but like your music currently, okay. First question is, if you were to recommend yourself to a random stranger and they're like, oh, you know what, I do want to give you a listen, but like what does your music sound like? How would you describe it?
I mean, I would just say hip hop, R&B, mixed with funk, the three elements that, you know, I'm inspired by. And it's a lot of hip hop beats with melodies, you know, that are within, you know. Like I'm a sucker for melody, so I need some type of good melody in the song that can go.
Now, saying that, like the next question they ask is, well, okay, it's hip hop, it's R&B, but like, do you have an artist, not that you're inspired from, but you're kind of like in the same range when it comes to their sound? Yes, I did it. Just kidding.
It's like Russ meets like Bryson, probably like Russ and Bryson together.
Okay. Okay, cool. I was gonna say like Russ and Ty Dolla $ign, but I think I'm just thinking, yeah, okay, cool. Again, I'm going off of like the performance mostly, but that kind of like vibe energy, I was just like, this is something like very easy to listen to. I feel like even if you listen to Ty Dolla $ign, it's just like no matter what it is, people know it's him. It has that rhythm, it has that flow. And so that's what I got from you.
Hey, let's go. You know, I'll
But
try to sound like that.
and I didn't mean it in a bad way, like, oh, okay, like what artist are you trying to be or anything? But like, Okay, cool. And when it comes to your music, though, which one would you recommend as like a song that they should listen to immediately if they're going to listen to you for the first time?
Oh, definitely Tightrope.
Tightrope.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah. The one I just put out, say Tightrope's on all platforms. That's my most mature one that I have. And then from there, they'll kind of get the vibe. And there's so many different angles on the other songs that I've done. It's a song called Better, which is more of like, I feel like it's like an emo R&B song. Waiting, waiting too long, she won't pick up the phone.
So you're bringing back metal and R&B together, or no? I'm just kidding. Hey.
I actually have a song that has some elements of like some emo yeah in there. So I might end up putting that out. I posted it, I was maybe about like 3 months ago, like just a little snippet of it. And people were like, yeah, release that. So
Oh my God, that's so crazy. Because I was talking about again, we've had some producers on here, and I was just like, what genres do you feel like are so like out of place that they don't connect, but you would like see them work together? And so the fact that you're saying this, I'm just like, yes, it's finally happening.
let's go, let's go. I mean, obviously, like the hip hop, like even the beats are like this halftime kind of breakdown, like metal-ish type hardcore type vibe anyway. So it's like all of that can really fit into that, you know? So there's that free place.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, besides it being metal, like you get that intensity, like you do with like some R&B songs. Like I feel like intense vocals, like Jasmine Sullivan, like she can just like bust your windows out your car, and then like you know, like you get those like raw emo feelings in there. So I feel like it'd be fun to listen to just because they're similar in the emotion wise. But I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you know, I honestly like wouldn't mind there being a mosh pit at one of my shows. So, you know, just throwing
Oh,
that out there, you know.
you're definitely that would be so much fun and so cool and different to see, because whenever you go to R&B like shows, it's very chill, everybody's relaxed and vibing, and then you throw in this rock song and they're just like, all right, let's
Like,
go.
what?
I love that. All right, I mean, that's your, we were talking about Better, we were talking about Tightrope. Now, when it comes to upcoming releases, what can we expect from you?
Ooh, I have this dance vibe coming out.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
something like you can two-stepping in the club too, talking about like,
All right.
yeah, I got something for the dancers out there.
Nice.
It's definitely them coming next month. I'm making music video for it first. So
Okay.
yeah.
I
So
mean,
it's already done. I actually sent it out. I know I got a guy just fast making my songs, so I mix everything. And then from Grip Studios Productions, they actually master my songs for me so they get it to the right level. So when you play it in the car, all the platforms, it sounds good.
that's awesome. And I mean, next month is just like, well, yeah. No, I was just gonna say, like, next month is right around the corner too. So we can expect this like really soon.
Yeah. So,
Love that.
yeah.
And what about performances? Are you gonna be doing any more performances anytime soon?
Yeah. I'm actually performing on the 30th. The 30th of this month in Hollywood. Breaking Sound is going to be at the Adults Only Bar. So,
Okay.
yeah, I'm going to be performing there on the 30th. So, roll through. You know, I'm going to be posting about it real soon, probably tonight. You know, just to let everybody know what's going on. But yeah, that's the next one for sure. And I think next month on the 4th or the 3rd, I forgot what day it is. But
Okay.
yes, we gonna be rolling out. But definitely the 30th, you know, look for me, gonna be in Hollywood. Be turning up. I'm gonna have a DJ. Shout out over to the Sage. I'm gonna have Maraca Flocka release the song called Triangle. The music video is out on YouTube right now.
I remember seeing her. Yep.
Yep. So yeah, we just released one of the songs we performed at the last show. So
Oh.
that's out. Yep. And then I'll have my other homie Illness with me too, we have a couple collabs, so it's gonna be a night to remember for sure. We're just gonna have all the energy there, and
be there or be square. Get it? No, I'm just kidding. But like, when it comes to like these performances, these releases coming up, like, where would you say is the best place to follow you at?
Oh, I would definitely say follow me on Instagram. That's where I post most of my updates. Really, be watching my stories because I'm doing a ton of stuff all the time. But yeah, you find me on Instagram, Seti Beats. That's my producer name. So CEIEATS. I already know. And from there, you'll have the links to everything. I'm also on all platforms under Seti Said, CEBICE. If you just want to check out the music. But yeah, if you want to stay in the loop, stay updated, Instagram's a place to be.
Sweet deal. And we'll obviously like attach the links onto this episode. So they'll have your Instagram, your YouTube, SoundCloud, all the good stuff on this episode.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
But
yeah.
Other than that, that's actually it for the episode.
Definitely a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, if you like this episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe for future episodes. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Culture Chords. Thanks for listening. Till next time.